Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office announced on Monday that Benaiah Tabatite, the man arrested for committing two bank robberies in Eureka in April, pleaded guilty to those two robberies and was sentenced by Judge Timothy Cisna to 8 years in prison. After being found by Eureka police nearly unconscious on the front porch of a Eureka residence on May 2nd, Tabatite was arrested and booked into county jail, where he later attempted suicide by hanging. He was taken to the hospital for treatment and then made an attempt to escape, but was prevented from doing so, but was sentenced to 6 years in prison for that escape attempt. The sentences will be served concurrently. DA Maggie Fleming said the quick investigation by Eureka police allowed for the swift resolution of the case and removed a dangerous man from city streets. Arcata police investigating a suspected home invasion robbery that left a resident dead from a gunshot wound has resulted in the arrest of one of three suspects. The victim has been identified as 38-year-old Arcata resident Trevor Mark Harrison, who was pronounced dead at Mad River Hospital last Saturday night. When police reached the scene, they found Harrison unresponsive. He had suffered a gunshot wound to the upper left side of his chest. Three suspects, described as two men and a woman, fled the scene. And on Sunday, Arcata police arrested 28-year-old Samoa resident Kimberly Lynn Steele, and she was booked into jail on several charges, including homicide. The search for the two male suspects continues, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the first order of business will be to honor a congressman for his 25 years of public service. Of course, that's former 1st District Congressman Mike Thompson, who up until 2012 represented Humboldt County. Board Chair Estelle Fennell will present the proclamation honoring Thompson for his 25 years as a congressman, as well as his work on behalf of his former constituents. The board will also accept the completion of the $1.6 million Bald Hills Road Improvement Project. Public Works Director Tom Mattson reports that the three-mile stretch of Bald Hills Road, a stretch of roadway that connects the upper and lower Yurok Reservation, has now been improved. Bald Hills Road used to be a gravel roadway that would narrow to one lane at points, and the project included a new paved surface and the widening of the shoulders, as well as the stabilization of the roadway. The board will also hear two presentations, the first regarding fire service across the county, and the second a presentation on the seismic activity on the Cascadia subduction zone at today's meeting. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods will make the fire presentation to the board and point out that across the county, firefighters responded to more than 12,000 calls for service in 2014. Those responses, combined with training, maintenance, and fundraising efforts on the part of local volunteers, took up more than 117,000 man-hours. Woods will also highlight the requests made for Measure Z funding for local volunteer departments. Those requests include protective clothing for structure fire responses, as well as for wildland responses, new breathing apparatus, and radios, both portable and for vehicles. Robert McPherson from the Humboldt State University Geology Department will then make a presentation about the seismic activity that could destroy us all. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods is frustrated, and with the latest news that the city of Eureka will have to make cuts to its operating budget, his frustration grows. With rising pension costs through CalPERS the driving force, Woods, along with other department heads and city officials, believes that changes have to be made to the retirement system, and they have to be done quickly. Woods is spending more than $80,000 per month in an effort to make up for losses to CalPERS retirement benefits for retirees, and will continue to do so for 5 years.
The state is telling us that it's 5 years we're going to be making these payments, but in 5 years there's going to be something new, and we're going to have to figure out that one when it comes. And we got to figure it out now because we're continuing to go into the hole, and we've got to balance things now for the future because the horizon is not any better.
Raising revenue is never easy, and Eureka residents have twice backed sales tax increases to support public safety, but the costs continue to rise, as do the calls for service.
This year, we're over 200 calls ahead of where we were last year. A lot of it is the public assist side. People are now calling the fire department for anything and everything you can imagine. It's whatever you can't do, you call 911 because you expect somebody's going to come and bail you out.
Eureka is facing cuts of about 10%, cuts that will affect the level of service city agencies can provide. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.